Okay, Mayor, I think we're ready to go.
Okay, thank you, Dale. Sam, are we ready? Okay, here we go. Welcome, everyone, to our Aglora Borough Council meeting, to the special phone-in open discussion portion. According to our town charter, as most of you know, anyone who has a legitimate interest in an issue being debated by our council has a right to speak out during the meeting in which a vote will be held before such a vote is taken. So, here we are. It's great that so many people, non-Aglora residents, I mean, have taken such an interest in our little town, and I for one, am thrilled to have all of you here to speak. Yeah, while we are waiting for the last few people to join in, I'll explain how this is going to work. Each speaker will have up to 5 minutes to speak. Now, we might limit that to 3 minutes, everybody, if we have a lot of people waiting. I don't have the computer in front of me.
Yeah, I think we may have to do three, but...
Okay, very good then. And people will be recognized one at a time to speak their piece. Please don't use your time to ask questions or to answer earlier statements, because we're not going to have a discussion. Instead, you're here to merely voice your opinion and then listen respectfully as everybody else voices theirs. Again, according to the bylaws, Aglora residents, however, are going to be able to respond to individual statements if they so desire. And they'll be recognized to do so as well in the as the open participation takes place. Non-residents will not be allowed to reply, but that's how the system works, I guess. All right, Sam, are we ready?
All set.
Good. I almost forgot. This portion of the meeting will be recorded, so anyone taking part automatically gives their permission for their statement to be recorded and distributed by the Aglora Borough Council. Where were we? We talked about the legalese. We discussed the important community issues, including Phase 2 of the redevelopment plan. Yeah, here we are. Councilperson Sprague has already... Diana Sprague made a motion to bring the issue to a vote, which will directly follow the open discussion. All right. I think we're ready to start, and our moderator, the multi-talented Sam Green, is telling me that our first caller is, she hasn't told me. Who's got the first caller?
This is Dale, actually, and I'm not sure we have the name, but we have three questions, it looks like, queued up. So if the person wants to go a little longer than 3 minutes, that's probably okay. But the name, I think the name will announce itself once we voice the person.
All right. Very good.
So here we go.
Thank you.
Hello. First off, I'd like to thank the Aglora City Council for hearing me out, as well as those who made this session possible.
Introduce yourself? Okay. Thank you.
Hello?
Go ahead.
My name is Andrew Gastaldo. And I'm not a citizen of Aguilera, but I'm someone who's been actively involved in many communities, small and large, across the country as a member of AmeriCorps and CCC. From all I've seen, I feel that I must urge Aguilera to preserve the public library. I understand the desire for progress. As an engineer, I like to be on the forefront of technology, and I support its progressive role in society. While digitization of a library's holdings is all well and good, it cannot replace the library itself. After all, what is a library? Is it just a collection of books and card catalogs? No, it's more than that. It's a sacred place of learning. It's a community hub. I fondly remember going to my local library as a child to listen with others to the readings of children's books. It was then that my love of literature was ignited. Can we really have such wonderful events for children over a computer? No, it would never capture the imagination so. There's not the feeling of sharing events with others, nor the funny animal noises that the reader makes for the characters. I've seen libraries hold activity fairs where people, young and old, get to learn new things in the worlds of science and literature. I myself organized a series of puppet shows at a library in Michigan for local children, teaching them lessons in sharing and morality. What about community events for adults? Groups like the Pine Barrens Poets not only offer chances to share literature, but to meet and make new friends. One of my best friends met her fiancé in such a group in my local library. Can a computer screen really replace all that? No, it can't. This doesn't even begin to address the historical value of Aguilar's specific library. The library is a landmark of the town's individual past, and where we've been is as important to understanding where we are today and where we are going. not to mention the visceral feeling of holding an actual book in your hand, which has a mystical quality. It provides a feeling of connection to ages past, which the bright glare of a computer screen just can't provide. I would like to propose a possible solution. You can choose to have a digital copy of of library materials and still have a library intact as it is today. Can we really so offhandedly demolish both community and history in the library? I pray, for the sake of children, community, and the small towns everywhere, that Aglar does not set an example that says we can't. Thank you.
All right. Thank you for your statement. Was it Mr. DeSoto?
Yeah, Gustavo.
Oh, okay. Thank you very much. Are there any Aglorans who wish to respond?
No, I think we're ready for the next caller.
All righty then. Who's the next caller?
Okay, go ahead.
Yes, hello?
Yes,
hello.
Hi.
You may speak, please.
Mayor, council members, citizens of Aglara, thank you for the opportunity to speak to you tonight on this matter of great importance. Libraries have long been a symbol of an advanced society. The presence of a library in a town elevates it from a mere place to live to a flourishing center of art and discourse. Libraries are designed to promote easy access to the vast treasure of human knowledge and culture. I understand the desire for modernization, but physical records have great benefits. Set a child loose in the children's section of a library, and he will eagerly wander down the aisles, looking from book to book and asking you to read the text that accompanies the pictures. Set a child in front of a computer to find a book, and he will become bored and wonder why he can't play a game or watch TV instead. As a parent and avid reader, I would seriously question whether I would ever move to a town without a library available for just such purposes. Consider how authors feel about digitization. You've no doubt heard of the problems that Napster and other file-sharing services have faced in recent years. Many recording artists vehemently oppose having their music available for download. One must assume that a large number of authors will feel the same way about their books. What will happen to the digital library when authors send letters requesting that their books be removed from the database and new books cannot be added under fear of litigation? Destroying the physical library is a daunting, irreversible step, one that should not be taken unless you've considered every possible aspect and are prepared to live with the consequences. If there is a single shred of doubt within you, do not vote to demolish the library. Once you do, there is no going back. Thomas Jefferson said that knowledge is a cornerstone of democracy. When we jeopardize our libraries, we threaten to remove that cornerstone. I ask you to please consider this and save the library. Thank you for your time.
All right, caller, thank you. I missed your name. What was your name, sir?
My name is Pagerstack.
Okay, thank you very much. Would any Aglorans like to respond, please? No? Dale, do we have another caller?
Yes, we do. We're going to put him on right now.
Thank you very much.
Hi, my name is Taryn Rocket. I started the petition not only with locals, but with others whom I knew would care. As of 4 p.m. today, we had 72 signatures. The people are not just speaking, but they are screaming, and the shouts can be heard to save the library. As an educator in Burlington County, I was a little more than upset when I discovered that the library was in danger. I never thought that the library was a building that would be in danger of extinction, yet here we are discussing if it should be digitized. You cannot cuddle up with a good computer on a stormy night. You cannot watch as your three-year-old absentmindedly turns the pages to see a new picture, or have your five-year-old run up to you to read their first page of their new book if the book does not exist. I, for one, came from a poor family. I grew up with very little toys and very little books. My library was my wonderland. My mother would take me there and let me pick out my own books, and there I would be, lying under a table, looking at picture books of fairy tales. Of course, there were times when a book I loved was not there. Another child, who also loved it, had taken it home for a while. But I was never once told, "The library is too full today. Come back later." How often will you be willing to tell a family, "I'm sorry, the computers are all in use. You will have to come read another time." And what about our elderly, some of whom are, yes, becoming very computer savvy, but the majority of whom are not willing to even touch a computer? This council meeting was postponed because of a power surge that affected the whole town. How can we advocate putting entire works of beautiful literature onto a system that is that unreliable? With only a small amount of time and many points to make, I urge each of you to read the comments left by the signers of the petition. Dale has the address, so do many others that I've mailed it to. Take into consideration our pleas I leave you with the body of our petition. We are outraged at the proposed demolition of the library. This building of historical value is not just a building, but the land of dreams. A book is like a good friend, something to cozy up to on a rainy night, a ticket to the imagination. A computer and a park cannot match the love of turning that last page you worked so long to reach, forgetting for a moment the wonders in a child's eyes when they turn that page to reveal a new picture. Let us remember that not everyone can or will use a computer, and forget ever taking anything from the library. There will be no books to take. We implore you to rethink this issue and vote to save the library. Our children's imaginations are at stake. Thank you very much for your time.
All right. Thank you for the statement, Ms. Rocket. Dale, did you have something to say?
Yeah, I would just like, this is Dale Sprague, Aglora councilman and resident for several years, and I would just like to say I appreciate another Burlington County resident, New Jersey resident, calling in and reminding us how important our local facility is for people all across the area and the state and not just our little town. So, thank you.
All right. Are there any other Aglorans that would like to say any words?
Okay, the next question.
Okay.
Hi.
Yes, your turn to speak.
Okay. Before getting underway, I'd like to thank you for this opportunity to speak. On the subject of the redevelopment plan, I want to say that I'm shocked at these plans and I disagree with it completely. Firstly, the dictionary definition of library is a place of which literary and artistic materials, such as books, are kept for reading, reference, or lending. A library is not a room of computers where you type in what you're looking for. A computer document is not a book. Where is the enjoyment of opening a document to read a fantastic story? Books such as the Bible and the Quran should be cherished, handled with care, and not loaded up onto a computer screen whilst throwing the book itself away. Similarly, many classic novels and poetry were penned to be read in a book, and I believe that this is where they should stay. You need to understand that it will hamper future generations if these plans go ahead. I believe it will make children lazy and lead them to believe that everything they need will be at the touch of a button and they'll no longer appreciate the true meaning of hard work. Also, what of the older generation in Aglora? Older people may not be able to use computers and may not want to try and learn. Often, mature people may be afraid of new technology. What are they supposed to do to access books without a library to visit? Furthermore, I hear that many of you experienced a power outage earlier this week, and I feel that only further proves that the library should not be digitized. Say this happened again, and all the digitized books were lost. How would people be able to read then? And even if backups were made, there's still a lot of maintenance to keep the system running, and that maintenance wouldn't come cheap. This brings me to the implication of the cost. At this point, no institution has managed to make digitization projects cost-effective, and most attempts to recoup the cost of digital imaging through user fees have failed. Therefore, surely it would be better to spend the money on improving Aglora in other ways that may have better impact and encourage more people to live there. In conclusion, I stick with the opinion that the library should be saved, not only to save costs and books and physical aspects like that, but to save our imaginations, to save our ability to get lost in a book, and more importantly, to preserve the past for our future generations. Thank you for listening.
That was a smashing statement. Thank you very much. You didn't give us your name, my dear. Please.
Jenna.
Jenna, thank you very much. Are there any Aglorans that would like to speak? No? Okay, Dale, who's next?
We have another caller next, I believe. We'll put her right now.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello. I'm our resident, and I've been following this issue very closely, and I've penned some remarks. I'd like to recite them for you.
Okay, the floor is yours.
Okay. Today as I survey my town, I see those walls a-tumbling down at Jericho here right in the pines. But baby, I ain't close to feeling fine, 'cause these ain't heathen halls but civilization's very walls. Aglora, it seems, is going the way that Alexandria did in its day. Aguilera, the plethora of knowledge that you hold is coming close to being sold.
Okay.
For these new books to be everywhere, we all will have to do our share. Screen in the pew and in the loo. Tiny bright distractions by the slew. And one more sentiment that all our children will lament. The computers just ain't cheap as a book. How will the poorest of our children look?
Okay.
I got all the plethora of knowledge that you hold is coming close to being sold. I remember way back in the day they told us progress was the way, but what did we get? What did we see? But broken piles of bad technology. And if you look today where all the broke computers lay, it's painfully true, painfully clear, that all our trust would be abandoned here.
And
Aguilera, the plethora of knowledge that you hold is coming close to being sold. Aguilera, the plethora of knowledge that you hold is coming close to being sold. Bound pages, not web pages. Bound pages, not web pages.
Sam. Oh.
Hello, my name is...
Okay, we have the next caller now. Thank you.
Hello,
let me say one thing before you start.
Yes, sir.
To the room, everybody. While we appreciate everyone's right to voice their opinion, this isn't American Idol or anything. So, can we please restrict our statements to words? To speaking. Yeah. Okay. To speaking. Sam or Dale. Who's next? Your name, ma'am?
Hi, my name is Carol.
Carol, you have the floor.
Thank you very much. It disheartens me to hear that a town in America, Aglora, is contemplating tearing down a library right now when our soldiers and our patriots in Iraq are building them to show the country that this is a sign of democracy. The bound and written page is not as easily tampered with as a computer image is. The people of foreign countries that are finding democracy are having libraries go up everywhere where people have access to information in written form. They can see whether or not it's been changed by copyright dates and editor notes. But when we digitize this, people can manipulate the information in these pages and no one would be able to know without an intense amount of computer training and access to the code. I think that the idea of tearing down a library while we're building them in so many other countries that are screaming for democracy is a tragedy. What kind of a signal is this sending to the rest of the world? Thank you.
All right. Thank you. That was Carol, everybody. Any Aglorans wish to say anything? No?
No, this is Dale again. I'd just like to thank everybody for calling.
Okay, I guess that was our last caller.
I think so. Let me just check. Yes.
All righty. Thank you for another great statement about our wonderful library and the development plan to improve everything around here. We've reached the end of the open statements, and now a few local participants here will be allowed to make a final statement before we proceed to our vote. Thanks again to everyone who shared their thoughts with us here tonight. First up, I see for the local folk is Bruce Abbott, speaking on behalf of Mazen. Bruce?
Hi, Mayor Dobbs. How are you?
I'm very good. Thank you.
Good. I'm Bruce Abbott, folks, speaking on behalf of Mazen. Thanks very much for your interest in this lively but altogether not necessary debate. The digitization of the library puts Aglora at the forefront of the national technology effort. Mazen understands your concerns. We love books, too, and we certainly comprehend the fear and real-time sense of nostalgia you're experiencing. That said, this is not Fahrenheit 451, people. We're not in the business of burning books. Bookstores remain open for business. Neighboring towns have their libraries for you to visit. The fact remains that digitizing the library is a viable, proactive move to dictate the future, not get left behind. It will save this town money, which it can use for other more important developments. It will transfer all the data to a format which will be safe for all of posterity. As you consider where you stand, think of the buggy drivers who laid eyes on their first automobile, the lamp oil sellers dismayed with the advent of electricity. The typewriter enthusiasts, forever scorned by the genesis of the computer. Don't say no to the future simply because you can't bear to say goodbye to the past. Thanks very much for giving me this forum, and I look forward to the vote.
All right, all right. Thank you, Bruce. Next up I see is Miss Sarah White, our librarian. Sarah?
Hi. I'm sure you all know who I am by now. I'm Sarah Wyatt, head librarian for the Aglora Public Library, and I'm also sure you know where I stand on this issue. You know how much I value our haven of knowledge that we call the library. You know how important it is to make it at any time, not just when they can sit down at a computer. You've heard from some of these wonderful callers and people who have sent an email and signed the petition about the disadvantages of digitizing libraries. You've seen some of the great community activities that we've had here at our library. And Aglora has seen firsthand the chaos that can happen during a power surge or electronic failure, like when we all lost our email the other day. Progress is only progress when it makes sense. Digitizing our library doesn't make any sense at all. I just ask tonight that you vote with your hearts and with your conscience. Some things do not have a price tag on them. Thank you.
All right, everybody, that was Miss Sarah Wyatt, our librarian. Thank you very much, Sarah. Next we have, Diana Sprague. I didn't make that mistake again. Speaking as an Aglora resident who is in favor of the redevelopment plan. Diana? Oh.
She may have stepped out of the room. I'm not sure.
That's what I guess. Next on our schedule was you, Dale. Would you like to speak, sir?
Okay, thanks, Mayor Dobbs. I'll go next. I'd like to thank everyone who called in and took part in this. I and many other the people here in town appreciate everyone's interest in Aglora, and we recognize everyone's legitimate right to speak here tonight as laid out in our town bylaws. My closing statement is simple and brief. It's really just one question I have for you, anyone who will be casting a vote here right after this meeting. And that question is, how can progress and development require destruction? Why must we sacrifice our past to move ahead? Tearing a loved and valuable part of our town's history down hardly seems like progress at all to me. And the knowledge to be found in that library and in that building cannot be duplicated by mere ones and zeros, mere digital data, no matter how advanced the technology. That's it. I hope everyone gets their wish in this matter tonight and votes with their heart. That's my statement. Thank you.
Okay. Just one more and we're done. Diana, are you back?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay, the floor is yours, Diana.
I just want to say the opinions of these outsiders are irrelevant, and the whole portion of this has basically been ridiculous. So let's please just vote.
Okay, well, that's another successful meeting done by the book, so to speak. Thank you again to our callers. We'll be closing the meeting again for the actual vote, but we'll be posting both the results and a recording of this section of the meeting on our website as soon as possible. Good night, and thank you.